help it that I can't take my eyes off of you. Your favorite song just came on and me and you were singing along. He don't even know a single word. If he ever singles you up, if he's ever stupid enough, I'm gonna be the first one calling you baby. If he ain't holding you tight, if he ain't treating you right, I'm gonna be the first one calling him crazy. Cause girls, it's a matter of time until you find it, the right guy staring you back into your eyes. To tell you how I feel. If he ever singles you up, if he's ever stupid enough, I'm gonna be the first one calling you baby. Baby. If he ain't holding you tight, if he ain't treating you right, I'm gonna be the first one calling him crazy. Crazy. Cause girls, it's a matter of time until you find it, the right guy staring you back into your eyes.
Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Russia's prison agency releasing a statement saying that longtime Vladimir Putin critic Alexei Navalny has died at the penal colony near the Arctic Circle where he was being held. ABC's Maggie Rooley has more from the Foreign Desk.
Alexei Navalny has been one of the most prominent critics of Russia, one of the most prominent critics of Russian President Vladimir Putin. And just this morning, the Russian prison system announced he died. They claim it happened during a morning walk when he lost consciousness. Authorities were unable to resuscitate him. Navalny was serving a 19-year jail term for offenses that are widely considered politically motivated.
A verdict expected today in Donald Trump's civil fraud trial in New York. He could be hit with millions of dollars in penalties and other sanctions. The judge already ruling that Trump vastly inflated his wealth and financial documents to obtain better deals and loans. An FBI informant who brought up allegations that Ukrainian energy company Burisma paid Hunter and Joe Biden millions has been indicted for making false statements. This is ABC News. The Israeli military continuing a raid at a hospital in southern Gaza.
Less than a day after the Israeli army raided Gaza's Nasser hospital, doctors say four patients have died when a power outage cut off their ventilators. At least some parts of the multi-building hospital complex now without electricity and water. The IDF says it sent special ops into the complex to search for some of the 32 bodies of Israeli hostages based on, quote, credible intel, and to arrest Hamas operatives firing from inside the hospital. Jordana Miller, ABC News, Jerusalem.
In Greece, activists cheering following the country's legalization of same-sex marriage. Couples will now also be able to adopt children. LGBTQ advocates spending years campaigning for the landmark ruling. Back in the U.S., another winter storm is swinging through the south and east, expected to bring snow from Missouri through New Jersey tonight and tomorrow, Indianapolis, D.C., and Philly all in its path. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Get it done right the first time with CNR Power Sports. Come see Carl on Ash Street in Park Falls when your boat, ATV, UTV, snowmobile, or even lawnmowers, snowblowers, chainsaws, and all other small engines won't start or run right. From light tune-up to full teardown and engine rebuild, Carl will bring his 30-plus years of experience to every job you bring him. CNR Power Sports is also the area's only factory-authorized warranty service center for Generac and DR brand equipment. Bring all makes and models. Look up CNR Power Sports on Google or give Carl a call at 608-228-7223. Find Carl where Ash Street meets the Tuscobia Trail. CNR Power Sports, your trusty pit stop for top-notch care.
Party like the old-timers at Jack's Corner Bar on Saturday, February 24th during the Prohibition Party. Turn the clock back to the roaring 1920s. DJ Frank spins the tune starting at 9 with a swing dance competition at 10. Enjoy specials on popular drinks like Gin Rickeys, Bee's Knees, and Highballs all night long at Jack's Corner Bar's Prohibition Party happening Saturday night. February 24th, located on Cedar Street in Park Falls, Wisconsin.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. After months of speculation, Eric Hovde's campaign spokesman confirms the Republican will announce his plans next week to run against Democratic incumbent Tammy Baldwin. Hovde ran for Senate in 2012 and lost to Tommy Thompson in the primary. There might be two special elections in Wisconsin this year, but where would they be? The legislature passed Governor Evers' political maps bill this week with an amendment to keep them from taking effect before the November campaigns. Democratic State Senator Melissa Agard.
People would be running in districts that everyone has agreed are gerrymandered, that are not fair and representative of the people in their communities.
Speaker Robin Voss might face a recall election this year, and Lena Taylor created an opening in the Senate when she left to be a Milwaukee judge. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
The Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry is open every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at First Congregational Church in downtown Park Falls. Check out their Facebook page for updates and income guidelines. Want to volunteer? Stop down Saturday to inquire. That's every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at First Congregational Church in downtown Park Falls. The Lord's Cupboard, serving those in need in Price County and surrounding areas for over 15 years.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Joan Lavacek, 83, of Phillips, passed away on February 10th at Aspirus Care and Rehab Center in Medford. She is survived by her husband, Joe, by her sons, Michael, Stephen, and Jamie, by her grandchildren, and by her great-grandson. Further survived by her brothers, Donald Osau and Jim Osau, and sister Shirley Longenhagen, and by many nieces and nephews. There will be a memorial service 11 a.m. on Saturday, February 24th at St. John's Lutheran Church in Phillips. Visitation will begin 2 hours prior to the service. This has been the funeral notice for Joan Lavacek, 83, of Phillips. James K. Tetro, age 65, of Park Falls, died on Wednesday, February 14th at Marshfield Medical Center in Weston. He is survived by two brothers, Louis Tetro of Hampton, Virginia, and by Raymond Tetro of Henderson, North Carolina. Survived also by his special aunt and uncle, Dean and Dora Kraus of Medford, and by other aunts, uncles, cousins, nephews, and nieces. Funeral services held at the Birch Street Funeral Service Chapel in Park Falls on Tuesday, February 20th, 11 a.m. Deacon Chet Ball will officiate. A visitation to be held on Tuesday at the funeral home from 10 a.m. until the time of the service. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for James K. Tetro, age 65, Park Falls. Linda Marie Smart, loving wife, mother, grandmother, great-grandmother, Nana, sister, and friend, went to be with her Lord and Savior on February 8th after a 10-year courageous fight against breast cancer. She is survived by her husband, Butch, by her daughters, Lisa Missbauer, Lori McEwen, and Amy Marino, further survived by her grandchildren and by her great-grandchildren. A private family ceremony is being planned. This has been the funeral notice for Linda Marie Smart. There will be a celebration of life held for Lark Eckerd this Saturday, February 17th at Comfort Cove from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. A luncheon will be provided. The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook. This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
A few scattered snow showers early on today, otherwise becoming mostly sunny by early to mid-afternoon. Our high today, 18, the wind northwest at 5 to 10. Tonight, partly cloudy, 6 above for a low. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 29 by Sunday. Sunshine with a high of 33. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 2 below zero.
Complete Rain Gutter Services has had their mind in the gutter for over 30 years. Visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a quote. We've got Pete with us from Wheelway in Fifield. Pete, we've got some special incentives for folks if they want to get a little work done on their car. You guys got a little incentive for them to do that, right?
Hey, you know what? The holidays are over, but we're still giving discounts down at Wheelway. There's many discounts off brakes, tires, alignments, whatever the issue with your car. You want to make sure it's roadworthy and you can trust it during this winter time.
All right. And if their service, if their work's over $100, you got a little extra discount for them too, right?
Yeah, you know what? 15% goes a long ways.
Yeah, it goes a long ways, whether it's an oil change, alignment, or from all the slipping and sliding they did from the recent snow we had. Maybe they need some new tires. You guys go set them up for me, right?
You finally find out right now. You didn't find out a couple months ago, but yes, there's many discounts off tires right now.
Find out real quick. They can always call down to Wheelway in Fifield. How can they reach you guys down there, Pete?
Hey, give us a call. They're ready for your call at 715-762-2467. The number again is 715-762-2467.
They'll take care of you. Wheelway, Fifield, Wisconsin, just a couple miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13.
Badgers back in action. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball team travels to Iowa to take on the Hawkeyes tomorrow. The Badgers trying to snap a four-game losing streak. Head coach Greg Gard told his players,
"They know I point to the scoreboard a lot and said, don't watch the scoreboard. Guys, this possession done wrong like this against a better team is going to burn you."
NBA, the Bucks lost to the banged-up Grizzlies in Memphis. The final won 113-100 in favor of the Grizzlies. After the game, Doc Rivers says his team looked lost or already on the beach in Cabo San Lucas.
"First play, we gamble for the 50th time in the corner. Guy drives. We have to help, leads to a three. We come back on our set. Two guys forget what we're running. Then we miss the shot, and then nobody gets back. That's how we start out the third quarter. That tells you all you need to know about where our heads were. We had some guys here, and we had some guys in Cabo."
That's Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On the local sports scene, tournament hockey underway last night. The Richmond number one seed hockey team hosting Team Seal, the Shawamigan Co-op, and Richmond wins it to move on, and they will get Rice Lake now. In their next matchup, the Hayward LCO Co-op team also advanced on with a 7-1 victory last night over Spooner. They now will get Amory. The Lakeland T-Birds, an 11-0 victory over Pacelli last night. They now will draw Mosinee in their next game coming up in action next week on Tuesday. And Tomahawk, a number one seed, with a 5-3 win over Rhinelander, they now will draw Waupaca. In the larger Division One of hockey, teams advancing on were Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire Memorial, and Stevens Point from the northern part of the state. Girls hockey, the Hayward LCO co-op team, they advanced on with a 6-0 victory. They now will be in action Tuesday as they will take on DC Everest. Girls basketball, most girls teams wrapping up their regular season last night before tournament action. Butternut traveled to Drummond last night. It was a rematch of last week's tight game in Butternut. This one proved to be a bit different as Nora Skoroszewski was just too much to handle inside for Drummond, scoring 22 points, controlling the boards. It was a 7-point game midway through the second half, but then Drummond turned it on, and Drummond pulls away with a 67-39 victory in this contest. Kendra Pritzel led Butternut with 17 points on the night. Drummond is playing some good basketball here as they head into tournament time. Butternut finished the season with a very solid 12-6 record in the conference and 16-8 overall. They'll host Mercer on Tuesday, and we'll have it for you right here on 98Q, 98QCountry.com, and on the Civic Media app Tuesday night at 7 o'clock. Other girls' action, Cameron beat Ashland 63-27. Mellon a winner over Solon Springs 40-36. It was the Shawamigan girls taking on Abbotsford. Abbotsford wins that one 68-36. The Phillips girls wrap up their season with a 75-36 win over Rib Lake, and Athens topped the Prentice girls 67-20. In a boys' game last night, it was Wausau West beating Lakeland 57-42. In other notes, the Butternut, the Butternut Middle School girls volleyball team, they challenged Bessemer last night, the A team, winning 25-10, 25-11, and 15-7 last night. Boys teams around the area tonight. We've got the Butternut boys basketball team. They're going to travel to take on Bayfield. The Shawamigan boys back in action. They'll travel to take on the Athens down in Blue Jays, rather, down in Athens. And the Phillips boys will entertain Abbotsford tonight. The Lakeland T-Bird sports programs are off today, but the gymnastics team will be at the Rhinelander YMCA for a big event tomorrow. The boys basketball team of Lakeland will be at Marquette, Michigan for a contest tomorrow. And the wrestling team, of course, along with area wrestlers wrestling tomorrow. Good luck to the Shawamigan wrestlers down in Edgar. Ethan Humphrey at 120 pounds and Gregory Morgan at 175 for Phillips wrestling tomorrow in Edgar. J.J. Itemitis at 126 pounds along with Jason McMillan at 132. Got Daniel Adamitis who will be wrestling at the 144-pound weight class tomorrow. Ethan Upson at 165 tomorrow. And the Lakeland T-Birds, they also will be wrestling in sectionals tomorrow. They've got Logan Gray Ives along with Justin Funmaker and Jerome LaBarge and Tyson Scooball along with Leonard Chosa. Good luck to all of our area wrestlers. They need to finish in the top three to advance on to state next weekend. And that's a check of your 98Q Country Sports.
I always make fun of everything women do, but at first I do, I'm like, this is incredible. Every time.
Oh, girls, a girl would drink that drink, but it tastes delicious, okay?
And more fruit in this thing, okay? It's amazing.
All my buddies like, oh, dude, look at John, dude. You gonna wear that purple sweater that your girl bought for you?
Yeah, I am. I don't think I should be taking fashion advice from a guy that's wearing Coors Light Crocs right now, okay? Makes no sense. And they're like, dude, it's bro night. We're going to watch a movie. You want to come over at guys night? Ugh. I'm like, no, I'm going to go to Vanessa's house, okay? We're going to watch Love Actually. It's a fantastic film. I'm not going to sit in a urine-stained futon with you dudes trying to fart the alphabet, okay? No. Absolutely not.
Like, what are you guys going to watch?
I'm like, we're going to watch The Notebook. I'm like,
The Notebook? Ugh, that would never happen in real life.
It's like, excuse me, I didn't know Godzilla was based on a true story.
Get ready, it's the weekend!
Hey, everybody, today's the big day.
Please have a party, meet us drinks!
Super Bowl, and it was the most watched television broadcast since the moon landing.
And just like the moon landing, when Taylor and Travis kissed, half the people were like, this is a government conspiracy.
Here's to the weekend, my weekend station.
Turn it up.
98Q Country.
Another house at the airport ticket counter. You're just
day to you. The coldest day we've had in quite a while here, with temperatures lingering still a couple of degrees below zero. We're only going to see 16 for the high temp today. Jump into the 20s tomorrow, 30s on Sunday, and then probably 30s and 40s for a mix for each day next week. So we saw 5-6 below in some of the outlying areas here this morning. Here in Park Falls, I show still. We're at 2 below. And it'll be a little bit breezy. A little breezy yesterday. Northwest wind today at 10 to 20. So not quite as windy as yesterday. But still moving around. Our guy, our 98Q sports reporter, Mike Clemens. He was at the Super Bowl all last week. We'll talk about that. And we're also going to talk about the Bucks. Everybody's scratching their head. It's just like they fired their head coach when they had a really good record. And they brought in Doc Rivers. And now they stink. So what do you do now? So we'll talk with Mike coming up at 9 o'clock here this morning about his week-long stay in Vegas for the Super Bowl. And we'll talk some Milwaukee Bucks again, 9 o'clock this morning. We'll throw some more snowballs here. Also this morning, if you're a fan of high school basketball, you'll want to tune in for the WIAA Tournament Seeding Show this Sunday morning at 11. I think Channel 9 out of Wausau carries it. Not sure for you folks who get the Duluth channels which one, but it's on... I believe it's the ABC affiliate. It was kind of cool. They did the girls' ones last week, and they're going to do the boys' basketball seedings on Sunday. And then I think there's also a wrestling bracket show also. You can check the WIAA website for that. Kind of cool that they're doing those bracket reveals. It's different than it used to be. It used to be in the old days, the coaches would get together, and they would decide the seeds for each region, each section, but now it's all done computerized. So it eliminates that, the discussion part of it. You can, a lot of discussion. You can support your Park Falls Public Library by going down to Super One this weekend and buy a pack of cookies. They're clearly marked, apparently, and if not, ask folks at the bakery department. But if you buy some of the cookies, $2 is going to go to the Park Falls Library to support all the book prizes they give out that are awarded throughout the 2024 summer reading program. So you get cookies, and the library, Park Falls Library, gets a couple of bucks. Pretty cool. Pretty cool. Boy, the Big Ten certainly is interesting this year, isn't it? Big Ten basketball. Some crazy games and win streaks and losing streaks. And the Badgers lost, like, what, 4 in a row before they finally won. And now they're going to have a tough game going to Iowa on Saturday. I think that's like a 12:30 tap or something like that on Saturday if you want to watch Badger basketball. Certainly is entertaining, the Big Ten. I don't know if there's you got Purdue, who has this big 7'4" guy. They're the class of the conference right now, because he's just so big. They played Minnesota last night. They just throw it to him down low, and he puts it in the basket when they need him. He's definitely a game changer. But other than that, there's a lot of teams that are just very even. So the fun Big Ten games are fun to watch, if nothing else, this year. They're estimating that only maybe 5 or 6 Big Ten teams are going to get into the NCAA men's tournament this year, because the conference, they say, is down this year. Toilet seat races at the Town of Jacobs tomorrow. Town of Jacobs Town Hall, if you want to take that in tomorrow. Fundraiser for the Snow Bears and Glidden Fire Department. There'll be beer, there'll be brats, of course, and there'll be all kinds of fun. You could win a trip to Vegas. Well, look at that. So that's going on tomorrow with registration at 11 and races, toilet seat races starting at noon tomorrow. We'll throw some snowballs later. I think we'll probably do a shopping show this morning. We'll get you some news and sports, though, right now.
ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. Russia's prison agency releasing a statement saying that longtime Vladimir Putin critic Alexei Navalny has died at the penal colony near the Arctic Circle where he was being held. ABC's Maggie Rooley has more from the foreign desk.
Alexei Navalny has been one of the most prominent critics of Russia, one of the most prominent critics of Russian President Vladimir Putin. And just this morning, the Russian prison system announced he died. They claim it happened during a morning walk when he lost consciousness. Authorities were unable to resuscitate him. Navalny was was serving a 19-year jail term for offenses that are widely considered politically motivated.
A verdict expected today in Donald Trump's civil fraud trial in New York. He could be hit with millions of dollars in penalties and other sanctions. The judge already ruling that Trump vastly inflated his wealth and financial documents to obtain better deals and loans. An FBI informant who brought up allegations that Ukrainian energy company Burisma paid Hunter and Joe Biden millions has been indicted for making false statements. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Emergency health care in Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, and the surrounding area would get a $15 million boost from Madison under a new bill in the legislature. The owners of two hospitals and several clinics are closing them down. The money would pay to continue essential services until there's a permanent solution. Postal workers say they're feeling the effects of the labor shortage just like everyone else. Bryce Shanklin is a rural mail carrier. He says the postal service is even more essential the further out in the country you get.
Amazon truck, DHL, UPS, FedEx, they're all running in the city. If you get out rural, that falls on the post office.
The Postal Carriers Union says the lack of staffing is one of the main reasons for recent delays in mail delivery. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Every Wednesday, American Legion Post 182 is hosting their 52-card Progressive 50-50 raffle, where you can get six tickets for $5. Doors open at 6:30 with the drawing at 7:30, and the American Legion will donate part of their proceeds to local organizations. Again, that's every Wednesday with the doors opening at 6:30 and the drawing at 7:30.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Brewers spring training underway. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers opened up spring training with about a dozen pitchers working out with catchers. A lot of new faces, but one to keep an eye on is Jacob Mizorowski out of Missouri. They call him the Miz. His fastball has been clocked at 103 miles per hour. Mizorowski pitched last summer for the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers before being called up by Carolina. He turns 22 in April. NBA. Despite numerous injuries and missing three starters, the Memphis Grizzlies sent the Bucks into the All-Star break with a 113-110 loss. Giannis had 35 points, but after the game, Doc Rivers said the Bucks' fundamentals are just off on defense.
We're playing decent defense until 5 seconds on the clock, and the guy with the ball puts the ball on the floor and drives it. Straight line. Our body positions were terrible. If a guy's quicker than you or you're quicker than him, if you're not square on the ball, you're going to get beat in this league. We got to be able to guard the ball. We got to be able to keep the ball under control.
That's Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On the local scene, hockey tournaments last night, New Richmond knocked Team Seal out of the playoffs, and New Richmond advanced on with a 15-1 victory over Team Seal. Lakeland advances on yesterday with an 11-0 victory. They'll take on Mosinee in their next match coming up on Tuesday. Girls basketball from yesterday. Most girls teams wrapping up their regular season schedule. It was Mellon topping Solon Springs 40-36. It was Cameron topping the Ashland girls 63-27. Drummond topped Butternut 67-39. Abbotsford over Shawamigan girls 68-36. The Phillips girls, they beat Rib Lake 75-36. And the Athens girls upended Prentice yesterday 67-20.
Hey everyone, it's Joe Montana. Spreading the word about pneumococcal pneumonia, a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can be life-threatening. If you're 65 or older like me, you're at increased risk. So, what's the game plan? A strong defense. Pneumococcal pneumonia can strike at any time in any season, so you shouldn't wait to help protect yourself. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist about vaccination today and learn more at knowpneumonia.com. That's knowpneumonia.com.
Sponsored by Pfizer.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, presto, you're starting to speak another language, like magic.
I love that Babbel's lessons aren't just robots talking. They're voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right. If you want to learn a language, there's no faster, easier, better way than
Babbel.
Babbel.
Babbel. Go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com.
How do you like the old timers at Jack's Corner Bar on Saturday, February 24th during the Prohibition Party? Turn the clock back to the roaring 1920s. DJ Frank spins the tune starting at 9 with a swing dance competition at 10. Enjoy specials on popular drinks like gin rickeys, bees knees, and highballs all night long at Jack's Corner Bar's Prohibition Party happening Saturday night, February 24th, located on Cedar Street in Park Falls, Wisconsin.
What do you listen to?
Why? Because I like the station.
Because they're the best radio station.
I love the music. I love everything.
Sports listening.
98Q Country.
I couldn't make you jealous if I tried. You couldn't care less if I stayed out all night. I don't even look into your eyes, 'cause the truth is I don't care if you're lying in this bed. We might as well be across the ocean tonight. We don't yell, 'cause what the hell difference would it make? We don't cuss and we don't care enough to even hate.
98.3. Online at 98qcountry.com.
Kick the dust up.
Up if we don't get some precipitation this spring, or with the lack of snow and precipitation, it's going to be a dry summer. You think it's going to catch up here probably in the next couple of months. We've talked about that on the previous morning shows. We have also talked about giving away some gift certificates from restaurants and area businesses. And we're going to do that right now. Snowball, throwdown, showdown. No more mow down. We get too much snow out there. Caller 4, if you have not won twice, you're eligible. Go ahead, 715-762-3221. We'll take caller 4, see if we can make you a winner. Coming up next.
Pluto TV is TV the way it should be. Free. With over 300 channels, thousands of movies and TV shows costing zeros of dollars. So if you want to watch shows like Ghost, The Walking Dead, CSI, Star Trek, or The Price is Right, well, The Price is Right. It's free. Hit movies like Braveheart, Sonic the Hedgehog, Anchorman, The Legend of Ron Burgundy, or Mean Girls won't cost you a thing. Because everything is free. All you have to do is download the app, which, by the way, is also free. Pluto TV. Stream now, pay never.
Tax Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. This tax season, you get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a Samsung Galaxy A14 included when you buy an extended Silver Unlimited plan. Yeah. So you can give your janky phone to your kid.
Yeah. Switch to Straight Talk for plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at straighttalk.com. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com. Device offer ends 4/14/24. Online only. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
Here we go. 9 of our last 11 have lost. The odds are with us. Who's going to break that streak today? Who's this?
This is Wendy.
What's the first name?
Wendy.
Wendy. Okay, Wendy. All right. Here we go, Wendy. Let's spin this wheel. Let's see what we got here for you. We got a little Jesus and Josefina over there at Park Falls Family Restaurant. We were just there yesterday. $25 for you if you can tell me, Wendy, which one of the gunners is sighted in, Gunner A or Gunner B. You pick the one that's sighted in. What is it? What is it?
How about A?
A, she says. How about A? Let's see if that's the one. We got to get this right.
My name is Jack Frost. We're going to have a little fun.
Come on, Wendy. Come on. Yes, sir.
Son of a...
Yes! Wendy, we've been waiting so long.
Okay.
Congratulations. Stop on in and grab that certificate, okay?
Okay, thanks much.
Thank you, Wendy. Wendy did it, ladies and gentlemen. I knew Wendy would do it. I knew it. I knew it. Man, this is painful. Almost in tears. We'll do another snowball throwdown here before 10 o'clock this morning. We've got a shopping show we're also going to get to. Also, that takes Park Falls Family Restaurant off the prize wheel, by the way. But still, $25 dining certificates around the corner pub in Mercer and the Big Dipper. We've got Shawamigan Home Furnishings, Cabin Creations, $25. Fraser Mercantile down in Catawba, fun place to shop. Ross's Sports Shop, both of those are gone. They're off the wheel. Great Northern Motel, the Wolf's Den. Jack's Corner Bar still available. Northern Lights in the Lanes. Oh Dear Nutrition. Pan Asia Oriental Market. Patchouli's off the wheel. Both of those are gone. Park Falls Chamber Bucks. A couple of those. $25 each. We gave away one of them. Park Falls Family Restaurant's done now. Leisure City Woodruff. BC Auto Repair and Prentice all still available. Another chance for you to play before 10 o'clock. Did you see the guy who invented the Post? Remember the Post cereals? You know, the Post cornflakes and all that. William Post is his name. The guy who started Pop-Tarts. The guy who started Pop-Tarts. He has passed away at the age of 96, which, of course, I mean, you got to believe if the guy invented the Pop-Tart that he probably ate a lot of Pop-Tarts. So if we correlate that together, eat Pop-Tarts a lot and live to be 96 is what I'm saying. Sure there's any correlation there, but did you see where Delta Airlines, there was a flight from Amsterdam, it was forced to turn around and go back after they started flying and maggots started falling out of the overhead bin. Now it's probably coming from somebody's luggage, I would assume, because the overhead bin has everybody's carry-ons up there, and that's never good. So it's not necessarily the airline's fault, but somebody brought something onto the plane that for some reason had maggots in it. Jeez. I just really don't want to fly anymore. I've flown quite a bit in my life, and the idea right now of hopping on an airplane and going somewhere, if it takes me to warmer weather in the middle of winter for a week or so, maybe. If it took me to Las Vegas, maybe. But I tell you what, hopping on an airplane for 10, 11, 12 hours and flying overseas to a foreign destination, for me anyway, it does nothing for me. It's just, and I know there's thousands and thousands of flights every day, and we only hear about the one. You know, the one. The percentages are very, 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 very low that anything goes wrong with your flight. But again, we only hear about, of course, the bad ones. Mike Clemens is going to talk Super Bowl. He was in Vegas the entire week, and he's back. He made it without a phone call from him from a jail. And we're going to talk Super Bowl, and we're going to talk Bucks. What's going on here? 3-7 in their last 10. The Doc Rivers Bucks are not good right now. They're not good at all. And we'll talk about that with Mike Clemens coming up in our get-together at 9 o'clock this morning.
Wisconsin voters, listen up for important information about a recent decision from the Wisconsin Supreme Court. The court has ruled that Wisconsin's current state legislative maps are unconstitutional. While Wisconsin is closely divided between Democrats, Republicans, and Independents, these Republican-drawn maps have allowed them to keep big majorities in the state legislature, even when more people voted for the other party. Republicans have used these rigged maps to stay in power and serve their special interest friends while being unaccountable to Wisconsin voters, undermining progress on important issues that Wisconsin really cares about, like rising costs, gun violence, and abortion access. Now, the Wisconsin Supreme Court has ordered that new maps be drawn to protect our freedoms and make sure our voices are heard. Visit abetterwisconsin.org/fairmaps to tell the Wisconsin Supreme Court thank you for standing up for fair maps. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
Progressive asks, what do a slow Friday night, bored teenage boys,
I'm bored,
a pack of fireworks,
this is gonna be awesome,
and a teetering branch suspended over your car have in common?
Look out!
They can quickly wreak havoc on your slow Friday night.
Uh-oh.
Bundle your home and auto with Progressive for great savings and round-the-clock protection.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
A few scattered snow showers early on today, otherwise becoming mostly sunny by early to mid-afternoon. Our high today, 18, the wind northwest at 5 to 10. Tonight, partly cloudy, 6 above for a low. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 29 by Sunday. Sunshine with a high of 33. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. The temperature now is 0.
They play the best music, and it's not always the same. They play a variety. It's always the best music.
98Q Country.
chicken. Smelled like Marlboro Reds and all the butter from her biscuits. And that Lincoln in the driveway circa 1982 was on the shiny side of rusty and on the pale side of blue. A cousin ain't complaining, weren't allowed